First Timothy chapter 1, verses 9 through 11. The Apostle Paul says to us, knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind. Often we associate with the people at work, with the people of the world, sometimes even with people who are of the church. And by the things we hear them and see them do, those things stick on us, and we began to do like they do. The Apostle Paul warns us about this in Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Be not conformed to this world, to their thinking, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. There's a group of people today who think they can write books and tell about homosexuals and lesbians and put them in elementary schools and then give the child a chance to decide which gender he wants to be. It is God who caused us to be born, male, female. It is God that turns us over to a reprobate mind, not a book. God. Because we would not keep him in our right thinking. We worship the mountain instead of the creator of the mountain. Things like that. But it's God who does that, not a book. And people get all stirred up one way or another, being furious over this. Instead of reading Romans chapter 1, which tells us the truth from God. Start at verse 24. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. The truth sets us free. The truth is from God. So when your children grow old enough to absorb this and handle this, use this scripture, share this scripture with them, that to God this is vile affection to be homosexual or lesbian. In the sight of God, he turned them over to do this as a penalty, because they wouldn't keep him in their thoughts. And they say they were born this way? No. Mark 10. From the beginning of creation, God created them male and female, not homosexual. He turned them over to be homosexual and lesbian according to the word of God, because they would not retain him properly in their knowledge. Teach your children a fear of God. A fear of God is a good thing. He has the power to do things and to penalize you if you go against his word. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Psalm 111, verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. The world will praise you for a little while when you please them by doing evil. God's praise is forever. Seek to please God. Knowing this, the law is not made for the righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, to show him his sin, that he might turn to God and be saved. For them that defile themselves with mankind, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine. I've had times when I was really concerned about something that I had done, such as mistreating another person. And I fell down in soul and spirit and begged God to save me and cleanse me and restore me. And he did. My trust is in God, not in myself, to do it. God knows everything that sneaks into my heart that would defile me. He sees everything, and he can help me. Put your faith in God, not in yourself, in God. God can remove all the spots from my garment. It's sort of like I'm standing on a street corner and a truck passes by and splatters water and mud on my clothing. In this case, the world splatters spots on our soul and heart. And those things are like seeds that grow up to bear fruit. We want them removed so they can't bear fruit. God is the one who cleanses us. And the work God does in us is perfect. Thank you for allowing me to share with you today.